Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Move-over Sue Grafton, Michael Conley, and Adrian McGinty, Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney is in town. And our highly acclaimed suspense thriller, Dr. Altman and the Concubines, tips its hat to crime noir, but this time it's a female private investigator on center stage named Sig, out to find her missing client, Jennifer. A dynamic plot, smartly character, makes this a standout mystery. Jacqueline writes only when inspired, or when her muse Noreen strongly encourages her. Jacqueline has worked as a producer for Women Makes Movies, where Why Women Stay was produced and directed, a video artist at Henry Street Settlement, first union woman, grip on the East Coast, finally as an attorney for Women's Venture Fund. She worked with women entrepreneurs to help build their businesses. Retired to her writing desk, Jacqueline has been published in 8 anthologies, the latest being Beat Generation. Now the muse wants to see her continue with her poetry and thriller, The Playgirl Murders. Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney, author of The Whodunit, Dr. Altman and the Concubines, joins us on This Week in America. Jacqueline, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure to have you with us on the program. This is such an entertaining story. How did you get the idea to write this book?
Well, I lived in Soho for 30 years, and anyone who lives in New York City comes across all kinds of characters. I didn't have experience with a psychological training institute, but I worked in video and I saw lots of kooky things as a videographer, and it just occurred to me it would be make a good plot to have blackmail, because you know when you have video you may have the opportunity to blackmail somebody. You might come across stuff that people don't want to have exposed, so that's how it came to me. And the characters were a conglomeration of different people I had come across in my journeys as a videographer and as an attorney. And I've always written, but I had never... I started out to do this as a screenplay, and then I just said, you know, this would be much better as prose. So I switched over, and it's the first book that I have written, and I think it does the job, and it's not the greatest novel in the world, but it certainly has a good plot and good characters, in my opinion.
It really does.
So I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud that it's out there.
And you should be, and it's not just your opinion. The reviews have been excellent. The book, Dr. Altman and the Concubines, by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney, our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, the usual places, her website, and I will give you that information as we go forward. It's interesting, a lot of this then is based on your own experience. As you were encountering these individuals, some with distinct personalities in your career and the career, the involvement you had with videography. Did you ever think this you might be using that background for your first novel?
No, not at all. I just was living my life and then just hit a point where I had some free time. As I said, I always wrote, but it was mostly poetry. So I just decided I had written a screenplay and I had worked in film and I had, I had experience with screenwriters at Women Make Movies.
Yes.
So it just seemed a natural way to go. And I guess it took me 2 to 3 years to get it ready to publish. And, it was a joy. It was fun writing because you got to exercise your creative abilities.
It's your world that you've created, isn't it? I mean, you can do anything you want to. If you decide, I don't like that, you can go back and make changes and change the whole course of events in your book. Everyone loves your heroine, Sig Madigan. Talk about Sig and how did she get involved in the case? Give a little bit of background there, but she really is a very distinctive, likable personality.
Yay. Well, Sig, of course, is me, and it just the likable thing. and she just came in a wave, and I decided I liked the character and that I was going to use her. And I tried to incorporate some of my own experiences, not only of things that I saw, but of people. And it was fun to write. So because you got to, you know, put together people, I think the one thing that's interesting, and I won't actually give the ending, but the ending came to me just out of the blue. And it was amazing. It was truly a light bulb going on and saying, this is how I want to end it. And it is a different ending from what most people would expect in a detective story.
In all the reviews, they say that like, wow, I can't believe the ending, and it makes sense to me, and it's all plausible, and it was really entertaining getting to that point. So you're saying this was
when
not...
When you think about, I mean, the theme throughout the book is, do people deserve each other?
Yes.
Is justice... always a moral, and does justice require a moral component? And is that moral component one that relates to our legal system? And sometimes it doesn't. And I mean, you'll see that in the courts. I worked in the courts for many years. My husband was a prosecutor and then a defense attorney, and you just understand that sometimes it doesn't happen, and you have to go with that as the downside of our legal system. It's not always just. Sometimes things don't get into evidence in a trial.
Yes.
Sometimes a witness refuses to show up, even with a court order, and all of a sudden you've got to juggle what you're doing in terms of your defense to accommodate a reality that is not one would think of as moral. So because you're not getting justice sometimes.
What's interesting, we see all of that unfold. The book really is entertaining. A lot of thought provoking parts in the book as we read Sig's story. The book is Dr.
Yeah.
Altman and the Concubines by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney. Shortell is Shortell dash McSweeney, McSweeney. Her website is JacquelineShortell-McSweeney.com. We've got that on our website, so you can link on directly to Jacqueline's website, get information on this book and what else is coming up in Jacqueline's career. Book available, of course, at Amazon.com, Reader's Magnet, all of the usual places. As I mentioned, Sig is really an interesting character based on yourself. How does she get involved in this case, and how does Dr. Altman come into her life?
Well, I worked in film, and you had to deal with some really distasteful people. Back in those days, women were prey. Even in the union, they were prey. And I just really took that as a theme, and that's why I called the women that the Dr. Altman saw as concubines, because they were at his beck and call. Altman was represented those people who debased women, demeaned them, took advantage of them, and he was a good villain, but he came from life. I mean, they were there, especially when you were working in what was typically a man's profession. I can't tell you, how many times I had to literally defend myself with a knife as a woman grip.
Wow.
And so that was something I wanted to deliver, that women in those days were prey, and Altman represented those kind of men, not all men, but those kind of men who took advantage and pressured women in different ways and, literally overpowered them and abused them physically. So, and mentally, of course.
So, yes.
So, I took Altman to represent. represent that those kinds of men that I had come across in life.
And the novel is set in the 1980s, and that's, I think, is what, 1980, when you did the film that received high accolades, Why Women Stay, interestingly yes. enough, talking about domestic abuse and violence against women, and you're able to take all that knowledge and bring it to life in the novel, Dr. Altman and the Concubines. Talk about Madame Bitterfly. Explain that character.
Oh, when I was working in video down at Henry Street, we took the kids, you know, up to Lincoln Center and brought them to the opera. So it was based upon some reality, basically introducing kids from uptown Harlem in the Bronx and introducing them to opera and trying to give the story of the opera so that they could comprehend what they were going to see. And part of it is reality, and part of it was, you know, just running with it, making it outlandish. So instead of Madame Butterfly, we called it Madame Bitterfly, because that was the lexicon of the kids that were involved. And we did, you know, we did that. We introduced these kids to opera, and, you know, what a contrast. If you've ever been able to go to the Met, the Metropolitan Opera is very different from Lincoln Center, which is more or less popular opera, like, what am I thinking of? Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of one of the things you'd see. Anyone Goes was presented at Lincoln Center, which was more open to different kinds of productions, whereas the Met is strictly high opera, let's call it.
Yes.
And you go in, you're dressed, you don't talk during the opera because you'll be tossed out. And so, it's based upon Madame Butterfly, of course, but the kids would call it Madame Bitterfly. So they didn't in reality. I created that, but it did encompass that experience of taking kids from the Bronx and Harlem into the opera. So it was based a little bit upon reality.
And people love the scenes that you've created in New York, the greatest city in the world, and you make it come alive. And they say it sounds like someone who really understands the city, and obviously you do. The book we're talking about is Dr. Altman and the Concubines by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney. Another character you come up with, a little bit of background, Johnny Morrow. How did you develop, how did you develop Johnny?
Well, I lived on Sullivan Street in Soho for many years, right across the street from one of the social clubs, which I actually went into with a friend who was gay. And we went in, and the guy was trying to seduce my friend, who, of course, wasn't interested. And I had a relative in the family who was out in Brooklyn, and he knew some of these people from his Brooklyn social club where he played cards and where the feds raided them a few times. And he said, Jackie, you shouldn't be going into places like that. And I said, Tony, it's, you know, they were just these old men at a bar.
Yes.
And my husband was a county attorney at that time. He wasn't in the city at that point. And I had just read Jimmy Breslin's The Gang That Couldn't.
Oh, yes, classic.
Straight,
yes.
And I'm looking at this door that goes down into the basement, and I'm seeing the headlines, county attorney's wife found mangled, eaten by a lion down in the basement.
I could see that on the post,
and I'm
yes.
looking at these old guys at the bar, and I'm Tony, they're just these old guys. He said, Jackie, these old guys are killers. And, well, we had nothing to do with them. You know, we were sitting in the back there at the bar in the front in this very dark social club, and this guy is trying to seduce my gay friend, Susan. And I'm just like taken away by the whole thing. It was funny, but, you know, in reality, it's not fun. And half based on what my cousin had told me about those old men at the bar. So it was there. And the story, it was actually funny because, you know, he kept trying to impress her, the plumber. He was a plumber, with how much money he made and spent and all this. And she's not at all interested. And, you know, so fantasy took over. And, you know, I just imagined what the conversation would be. Johnny Morrow, of course, was a conglomerate of people that I ran across in the union. They, you know, how they came up and how brutal they were.
Yes.
And yes, they literally, you know, killed people. And they, I remember this guy who didn't pay. He was a producer and he didn't pay the crew. So partly based upon reality and partly just expanding upon reality. But Johnny Morrow was a conglomeration of some of the men that I met in the union who were brutal, who did commit murder, who did hang somebody out of a window. So, you know, white middle-class lady being introduced to all this stuff.
Yes.
In my time in Manhattan. So, you know, I came in to Manhattan to work at Women Make Movies, and all of a sudden, you know, you get introduced to New York, and it was quite an education. And it was a good education for all the stuff
and
that I went through. Union, I came out a very different person.
Oh, I'm sure, especially
to defend myself and able to speak up.
Especially during that era that you talk about, and all that knowledge going to work in the book Dr. Altman and the Concubines by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney. Time going by so quickly in the interview. I want to talk about one more character, then I want to mention the book cover, which is gripping as well. Louise, talk about Louise, her character.
Okay, let's see. Who was she based? She was mostly fantasy. I don't really know that I know a real Louise. I just imagined her. She wasn't based upon anyone. It was what I imagined that kind of wife would be, willing to subject herself to abuse in order to try to right the injustice done, the horrible suicide of her daughter, willing to undergo the abuse and degradation in order to get back at the man that she felt was the primary violator. And then it just expanded that in my mind that she not only was violated by him, but by other people, including her husband. So, you know, that was total fantasy. I don't know, you know, it's a conglomerate of what I think maybe some women who are, you know, married to people who are in positions of power have to go through. So she's total fantasy, not based upon anyone.
As you can tell, as Jacqueline's talking about the characters in the book, some really riveting, fleshed-out characters. You'll enjoy that. You'll enjoy all of the different storylines, the themes at that take place in Dr. Altman and the Concubines. The cover shows a jungle encroaching upon the Twin Towers. How did you come up with that for the cover for the book?
Well, actually, it was my daughter's concept, and she did a drawing. And I just found it brilliant because, of course, the Twin Towers are down now, but those of us who remember, you know, how it was the focal point of New York. I mean, everybody had a view of it just about. If you were, you know, below 34th Street, you certainly had a view of it. And where I lived at that time on the sixth floor, that was what greeted me every morning, was looking out the window and seeing the sun come over it. And, you know, many years later, I thought, you know, I want to bring it back. And so, you know, I made it. Catherine actually came up with the idea of having Martinique encroaching upon it because some of the evil that we found was, or I found in writing, was that the some of the influence of the topics of the tropics, was there. In other words, Beatrice, the character Beatrice Altman's wife, was from Martinique, and so it was a way to have the foliage, tropical foliage, encroaching upon the city, because part of the evil was that she was from there, and it was a character in the book as well. And some of the evil of the tropics was encroaching upon the city. So I thought it was a great, great idea.
I really liked Catherine's
cover better, but that was the best that we could do in terms of images from getting the Twin Towers and trying to get the right foliage. And, you know, the colors weren't exactly what I wanted, but, you know, it was as close as we could get.
Well, it's very impactful. It's very impactful. The book is Dr. Altman and the Concubines by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney. I got a minute or two left in the program, but the time has gone by so quickly. I want to talk a second about, and you alluded to this before, Sig really has this quandary, doesn't she, being faithful to the law, respecting confidentiality, and you bring that out to a satisfactory conclusion for everybody. How difficult? You mentioned this was sort of a spur of the moment. As you're writing, you're caught up in the story and you're able to complete it. That's really, it's a gripping storyline with a fantastic conclusion.
Yay. The light bulb just went on as I came towards the end that the question was, do people deserve one another? Did Louise deserve the judge? Did the judge deserve his fate? And it seemed to me that was the way to conclude the book, was to leave it open and for Sig to make the decision that morally she could not go to the police, etc. I don't want to give the
No, that's
feed.
That's.
I don't want to give it away.
You've got our attention, so I would leave that there and encourage people to follow the entire story as it plays out. Dr. Altman and the Concubines by Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney. In just a second, I'll give you the spelling and where you can get information on the book. What are you working on now? I mentioned the muse. Noreen strongly suggests that you continue writing. What does she have you working on now?
I'm working on another mystery that will take Sig down to Key West, where she will come across two murdering women who have made their way down. So I'm taking them, both parties, down in different ways. And the two women are, following journeys that I've made myself by car. And Sig flies down, and they're going to meet up in Key West, which is its own wonderful place.
It really is.
Not for public, so we'll have some fun down there.
That will be great. Any idea when that will be out?
No, I'm only about 50 pages into it. It's what I'm devoting my time to at this moment.
Well, we will look forward to that.
After we're off, I go back to writing. And I love writing, and I find that it's a lot easier the second time around. I'm paying much more attention to punctuation. And, I have a better idea of what the plot is, whereas Altman, it just kind of came along. I didn't have a plot line to begin with. I just wrote and figured it out as I went along.
Well, you've done an excellent job.
Playgirl's Murder, I do have a plot line, and I have the same character. Sig is easy to work with because
fantastic.
I like her. And a lot of her experiences are my own. And what's funny, I went to a family party, and all of the Madigans were so pleased to see their name in print.
They made it into a publication, into a book, and the book is available. You can share this with the world. The book is available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, readersmagnet.com, and Jacqueline's website, Jacqueline Shortell, Shortell-McSweeney, M-C, SWEENEY.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest is Jacqueline Shortell McSweeney, author of Dr. Altman and the Concubines. Jacqueline, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully, new book, we'll be able to do this again. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.